And Rechol Mishne Devei Dina, and the whole Lashon of the Shtar was written a Lashon that really Dayanim write. Just here at the end, we did not have Dayanim signing. It was only two people that signed. And also, Lehevei Kosovo was not written in the Shtar that the Moisef Tlos Havina, like we were sitting down three people, the Chad Leisu, and one is not here. So there was sometimes if you have a Bezdin that did something, three of them did it together. Then later, when they write up the Shtar, let's say one is not around or one died, so they say clearly, they sign at the end saying, listen, we were three, just one is not here now, that's why we're only having two signed. But here in this Shtar, it didn't say like that. So Lechur, only two signed this Mashmah, it's only Eidim, but the Lashon of the Shtar was written up in the Lashon of Bezdin. So is it good or not? So when it says Sofra, the main Ravina thought to say, Haimu the Resh Lakish, this is the same Allah of Resh Lakish. Rashi says, Yom HaZaka in Bezdin Kaisrim, Shtar, El Kedas Uki Chosai, Rahani Vabe Plus Evi, that's HaZaka, that Bezdin is not right a Shtar, unless it was done to Dinah Kedas, and was probably here also, there were three, just one went away, that's why you only have two signing. So he thought to say the Shtar is no Kosher. So, Sofra Vin Lamei Mahaim Resh Lakish. This is the way we said over the name of Rava, that Koki Hagavno Chashim LeBezdin Toyin. So again, that he said like this: Amulei Rav Nosson Bar Ami Hochi Amrina Mishmei BeRava. This is the way we say over the name of Rava, that Koki Hagavno. Any time you have a star like this, that you only have two people signing on the bottom of it, Chashim LeBezdin Toyin. We have to be afraid of a bezdin that's making a mistake. As she says, it means surin shiyu shnayim kasherim ladan, that this bezdin thought that two people could be a dying, could be dayanim. Omer of Nasanod, such a star would be possible. Omer of Nachan by Yitzchok, he cost of bo beidina sule tzorach. But if it's written in the star beidina, then everybody knows that two is not called a bezdin, and was probably the worst three people there. Just again, either one died or one's not here when they sign, that's where you only have two signing. So Moshe says, no, why is that good? The Duma, why are we afraid? The Duma Bezdin Chatzavu. Maybe it was a Bezdin of two that were Chatzav, the only passed with two people. Because the Yom HaShmul, Shmul says, Shnayim Shadonu, Dinayim Din. If two people sit down to Paskin, their Din is good. El Shenikrol Bezdin Chatzav. So maybe here also, even though it's written in the Shtar, Beidina, maybe it only means two people. And we hold not like Shmuel, we hold that two is also no good. So, who says the Shtar is kosher? So, Mar says, the cost of Bey, Beidina, the Rav Noyashi. It's written here, the Bezdin of Ravashi. Trashi, the Inu Vada Yadi Shein Bezdin Fuin Shnayim. They know for sure Bezdin is not called two, so since they fell over the Bezdin from Ravashi, and only two signed, there's probably there were three people there, just two only signed. Verse says, no, the Duma may be Rabbanon the Rav Ashi for Shmuel Srile. Maybe the Rabbanon of Rav Ashi, maybe they hold like Shmuel, that a Bezdin too is also kosher. So it says, the Kosher Bey says like this, the Omar Lon Rav Nashi. Rav Ashi himself told us this. See, even if you want to tell me that the Beis Medrash holds like that, Rav Ashi is not like that. So Rav Ashi says, the Omar Lon Rav Nashi Lichtav Kach. That he himself told us to write this way. Most probably, since Rav Ashi told him what to do, he for sure told three people to do it. So if so, we have the right to say there were three people there. Just in my only two signed. Ten Rabbanim coming here. Om Alehem Echad. Ani Risri Avichem. One person says, listen, I saw your father, Shehit Min Moyes, Beshida Teva Midol, that your father hid some money in a box, or in a needle, in a tower, or in a closet. The Yom, when he said like this, show plenihin, that this money belongs to somebody. Or else, show maise shenihin, this money belongs to maise sheni. So, bebayis liyom aklum, if the money is still in the house, where the children themselves can come and take it, then we don't have to believe this person at all. That's called Liyom HaKlum. Rashi says, Eino Nemon, Lefi Yishein, B'yod Litlan. It's not in his hands to take it. It's by the Yashim. He can't tell the Yashim what to do with the money. But besides, let's say the money is out in the field, that if he wanted to, he could have himself go and take the money. Then Devar Kayim, don't we have to believe him? And Kol Shadav, what's the klal over here? That Kol Shabiyadi Litlan Devar Kayamin. Anytime he himself could take the money, we believe him. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have just taken it himself. And Biyadi Litlan, let's say the money's in the house that he cannot come and take it, then Le Amaklim, then we do not believe him. But another case, what's going to be Haray Shiro Savian? Let's say the children themselves saw the father. Shehitim in Moyes, the Shida Teva Mido. They saw the father hiding money in the shade in the box again, or in a tower, or a dresser. The Yom Eshop Plainihain. And they heard where the father said, this money belongs to somebody. Or else, Hain Shomai Sesheni, the money is Maisesheni. Shomai Sesheni Hain. So it depends. Im Kemoiser Devov Kuyomim. If he's like telling them what to do, Trashim Nir Elohim Kemoiser Devov Lebonov. B.M. is Lashon Tzavoy, is like telling them what to do, then they have to believe his father. But in Kemarim, Le'yom Aklum, Trashi Shum Nisiyorish, Le'yutlam V'chayev, Oy Shaleach Sikun, Kiyosh, Le'yotzav Ayitziyosav. The just time he's afraid, like, people may think he's rich, he doesn't want them to think, he's like, doesn't really mean it, then Le'yom Aklum. That means nothing. So where it says, Harei Shoyim Mitztayir Al-Moyis Sheniach Le'oviv. Somebody was bothering him a lot, like he did not know where the money that his father left him. He didn't know where the money was. So Rashi says, the father didn't say where he left over the money, and then the father died. So Balach
means somebody that sees dreams at night, came and told them that you should know that your father told me in the dream that he left this much money, and it's in so and such a place, but the money is Maisa Sheni. So, Zehoye Maisa of Yomu, they said like this, Divre Chaloimus Lenadam Lemaridim. Divre Chaloimus means nothing. Therefore, the Yochel Atzilim Kaina, therefore Rashi says you let him take it out, even though he said that it's also Shel Maisa Sheni. You do not have to believe him. But a Bala Chalem tells you that has nothing to do with the halacha. Then it says, Shnai Mem Zakin Amishnev, two Dayorim say he's okay, so we pass to his potter. So Moses says, Michtav Hechi Ksiva. When they come to the Psak Din, how does Bezin write down the Psak Din? Rashi says, the Mokim Shesh Machloikis, Tanot Racha Rabin, Chis with those Machloikis, two said one way, one said the other way. How does Bezin write down the Psak Din? So Rabbi Yechonon says, Zakai. We just say Zakai plainly, that Reuven your potter. Rosh Lakish Shammah, plainly Mizakai. They have to say no, that so and so the Yonim said that your potter. Rabbi Lezo Aina, Midivrehim, Nizdaku plainly. You have to say from their words, Rashi Midizdaku, Midivrehim Nizdaku, Mash Meshoyim Achlokas Benayim, Umetech Divrehim Nizdaku. We don't say who said what. We just said, like, mid-divrayim, mashma, there was a machlokes there, but it came out that the words were, the maskana was, that nizdaka plainly, that you move and you're free. But says, my benayu, what's the machlokes over here? What's the difference? Ige benayu, mishlume iyu, monsa bedayu. Does he have to pay, money? Rashi says, the shlume iyu, monsa bedayu, in Torah Hashnan, let's say the two made a mistake. The chayavim, lishalim, mibesam. And now that the two dayanim made a mistake, and they passed him wrong, the bezin has to pay back. So, pligi hanach rabbonin bedayin ashlishi. What's going to be the loch of the third dayin? In yishalein chelko imoyim, does he have to pay along also? In other words, bezin made the wrong psak here. Bezin said Reuven is chayav to pay $100, and really later we find out that he's potter. So, loch is the bezin has to pay back the money. Now, two of them said he's chayiv, and one said no. The one that said no, what's his halacha? Does he have to pay also or not? T'leman diyoma zakai mishalim. T'leman diyoma ploni ploni mizakin, ploni ploni mechayovim. So, le mishalim. So again, t'leman diyoma zakai mishalim. The one that says all we have to say is that Bezdin was mizakiyu, so then all three of them have to pay. But the Laman the Yama Plony Plony Mizakim, we say clearly, no, this and this Dayin said Yapota. Or Plony Plony Mchayovim, he and him said Yechayiv, if so, then Le Mishalim. It's like two different parts, even though the Psak came out, but the one that said chayiv, he's not included, he's not achroi for that psak. So he would not have to pay back. And then one says, Lamandi Yom Azaka, the one that says no, we just say from this Bezdin came out that you're free, Mishalim. Then you want to say even the third baron that disagreed with them, still he has to pay. Leimalu, let him say back to the other two, why should I have to pay? If you would listen to me, you also would have not had to pay. In other words, I was right and you passed me wrong. So why should I have to pay? It doesn't make any sense. El Gemara says, Ike benayu lishlume inu monte didei. In other words, do these two dayanim have to pay the Baal Dover the money of the third dayan? That's nafkamina. The man diyom zakai mishalmei. The one that says we just say zakai, then these two will have to pay the complete amount of money to the Baal Dover. So the third dayan for sure he's better. But they'll have to pay his portion also. But the man diyom pluni pluni mizakin or pluni pluni chayovim loy mishalmi. But it's like we divide up and say clearly who was chay, who was potter. So it's like one and one. So therefore, these two, even though they said the wrong psak, they would not have to pay for the third dayin. They only have to pay 2/3, not 3/3. Rashi says lehochi kasvin and plukta bahedya loyaduya de betray nigma dinay. That you should know the psak was only because of two of us, so therefore, and you were not makabel kuladini. Having more said though, well, the man diyom azakai mishalmi, but the one that says what we just say that the bezin said your potter. So then all three, then these two have to pay all the money. For leimule, let him say back. Ilav at bahadon lehavi solik dina midi. That if it wouldn't have been for you, the psak din would mean nothing. It's like it's a sorrow. These two should say the two dayanim, why should we have to pay all the money? Like, really, you helped us. If it wouldn't have been for you for the third dayan, our psak would mean nothing. So even though we were the controlling factor, like we paskin chayiv and you said potter, but still without you, we had no kayach. So you're also included in the kayach of the psak. It's like, why should we have to pay? So truth is, as far as you're potter, then why should we have to pay your chelik? So rather, this cannot be the machlokes. Habadi, they would only have to pay their portion and not for the other dying. So what's the true? El Rabbi, it could be another difference between them. Mishum the possible with selach rochel b'yamecha. You cannot go telling over things to one to another. Rabbi Yochanan Namar Zakai. That's all we say. We just say you should know your potter. Why? Mishum with selach rochel. We're not allowed to say which dying said what. Reshlaka shamano plenty plenty mizakin plenty plenty chayavim mishum demerzek keshikra. Because otherwise it looks like a sheker. If a stam going to say that guy, it looks like all three of them said your potter, and really it's not true. So in order that should not look like a sheker, we have to say clearly, so-and-so said potter, so-and-so said chayiv. For Rabbi Eliezer Islay Demar, for Islay Demar, he holds from both. It's true, you can't say it out, because then there'll be a shalah of rechilus, but not to say there's also a sheker. Hilkach, therefore, Kasu Yach, it is the way we write, Midivrayim, from the words of this Bezdin, in other words, true there was a machlokes. We're not saying a sheker that everybody said potter. There was a machlokes here. But from the words of this Bezdin, mizdaka pleni, it came out that you're potter. So that's the way we get around the sheker, and we do not say what the dayanim said in order not to be over the issur of lefelech rochel. Not to be over the issur of rechilas. Now, gom resadover hoye machlisen. After they made the final psak, then they used to bring him in. So where says Laman, who did they bring in after the Bezdin like came to their conclusion? Elaim the Labaladinan that used to bring the Baladinan back in. The Marhosam Kaimi, they were in the Bezdin, having been was there the whole time. So what do you mean you have to bring them back? Trashi. The mission does not say that they told them to leave. So they were there, so what do you mean to bring them back? It means to bring back the Yadim. Come on, who does this go like our Mishnah then? To like Rabbi Nosson, not like Rabbi Nosson. The time you learned. The Yoylem ain't a dusim, it's the refes. Avis is no good. Ad Sheyiru Shneim Kiechod. Until the two Adim see one another. Hashir Sheyiru Shneim Kiechod. As Avis. That the two Adim have to see together. That's Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Oimer, Afilo Bizeach Azeh. No, even if they see one after another. But V'ein Edusim Eskiemus V'bezdin, Achiyidu Shneim Kiechad. Even though they saw the action one after another, but they have to come to Bezdin together. Rashi says, Ein Edusim Eskiemus V'bezdin, Lipsak Hadin, Apiyim, Achiyidu Shneim Kiechad. V'stonihi, V'loikim Shul ben Korcho, V'stonihi, For lo yemshul mekocha kumla. It's not yemshul mekocha that's saying this. This is the Stam Gemara now. Yemshul mekocha just said, afilu bezeach azeh. Now it's the Stam Gemara that's saying, the ein edusim meskiemis bebezdin, achidu shneim tiechot. Rabbi Nosson Leimer, shemim devor shalzeh hayoim no, bezdin's allowed to hear one aid today, ukeshiyad v'chaveh, when the second aid comes, the mochor, shemim devor, they can hear his words tomorrow. Says so, the Chura Mishnah is not like Rabbi Nosson, because according to Rabbi Nosson, one aid to say today, another aid to say tomorrow, and we do not have to bring them together. And you want to tell me now when the Mishnah says we bring them both in, means we bring both aid and back in together. In other words, before when we checked them out, we checked them each one separately. So they did not say the raiders together. So now we have to bring them back in again to say together. So that's not like Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says each aid to say separately. Tomorrow says, no, the Mishnah is not opposite of Rabbi Nosson, but I'll tell you, Le'elam Le'baladinen. We're talking about now, we bring back the Baladinen. For Rabbi Nechemiah, our Mishnah goes according to Nechemiah. Titania of Nechemiah Eimer. Kach hoyo min hogon shanikiyah vashya mishlayim. Here's the way the choshev of people in Yishlayim used to act. That machnisim Le'baladin. First, when Bezdin started, they would bring in the two Baladinen, the one that have the fight between them. V'shemim devrayim. They would listen to what they have to say. Then they will bring in the Yedim, the Shemim and the Vrayim. Then they will listen. They will listen to the Yedim also. Now, Umotzi and Noisim Echutz, they would take both of them outside, both the Yedim and the Bali Dvorim, the Noisim and Noisim Medover, and they would argue over the Inyan Bezdin. Then, after Bezdin was gone with the Dover, then they would bring back in the Bali Dvorim. So that's how Mishnah means. After the Bezdin came out with the Pesach. Now they've told the Baal Dvorim to come in and they'll explain the Pesach to them. For the more of a time you will learn, Gomor es Adavar Machlis Nesedim, and it says clearly, after Bezdin finished the Pesach, then they used to tell the Edim to come back in again. So the Chur, that's not like Rav Nosson. Like, for what purpose do the Edim have to come back again? So he did like Rav Nosson. True, that's not like Rav Nosson. Because according to Rav Nosson, each Ed could say separately, there'll be no purpose to bring them back in both together. Kufa, what we just had before, the Yerla may do some Mitzrefes, two Eidim is no good, Achirushneim Kiechot, that the two Eidim have to see the mice of the action that happened together. Rabbi Shul Mekach Roimino, Afilo Bezeach Azeh, one Eid could see it at the beginning, one Eid could see it later, but it's still good Eidim, they don't have to see together. But Makim, if we must have asked the Machlokes over here, the boy is saying Mekroch, if you want to take the argument in the Pasuk, the boy is saying Mesvara, if you want to take the argument in the Svara. There's a svar here. Amon of the Kamasad High, Loi Kamasad High. Amon of the Kamasad High, Loi Kamasad High. That the reason why they have to be together is, the reason why they could be separately is, because each one's saying on a special mona, on a different money. The righteous says, Amon of the Kamasad High, Zeoina, Defonai, Halveyu mona. Zeoina, Defonai, Halveyu mona. Zeoina, Roze, Nimsa Shein Kan Edus Sholim B'mon Echad. Like, if the Edom didn't see together, this is far why it's possible. If the Edom did not see together, so one Ed is saying, I saw the way Reuben lent $100, and the second Ed is saying the way I saw it. But it could be there are two different Maisa Havos. Maybe he lent two times, so you don't have two Edom on one Maisa. Therefore, the Edom have to see the action together. Neither was the other one hold. Amona B'yalmo But listen, Lamaisa, each one is being made that you owe $100. So we have now two Edim that you owe at least $100. So that's called Gredis. The boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you Krot. Machlokes in the Pasuk. The Siddur Pasuk says, Ru'ed, Oiro, Oyoda. The Tanya, we learn like this, Mimash Meshinema, since the Pasuk, don't we understand, the Pasuk says, Le'yokim Eid, is Em Yodeya Shu'echod, that one Eid is no good. Matam Len Echod, why does the Pasuk have to say Echod? Usually it means two. So the Torah says clearly one. Now, the Afkarachmonim Loshin Chad. What did the Torah say, Loshin of one here? The Meimor, that like this, he's called one aid, unless two of them saw together. That's what's called aidus. In other words, the Torah is saying now, when it says one, and it says lashon of aid, it means two, unless it says clearly one. Now, since it means two, why did the Torah say lashon of aid? It has to mean the Torah wants you to say it, to see it together. Even though you're two, it's like one. Read it, the other one, v'ueda ro'a yoda mikomakam. Anywhere you're an aid, as long as you know, it's called aidus. You do not have to see together. Even if you see separately, you know that that's also called good aidus. So that's the machlokes in Shulam Kocho and Rabbonin. V'enedusim eskiemus v'bezdin, ashidu shtem kiechot. That's a new thing. The Tanakhama says, even no matter what they saw together or they didn't see together. But when the two aidim come to Bezdin, they have to say together. Rabbi Noshim Naimano, Shem Nadvor Shalzeh Hayoim, Ugashiyav Chaver Lamach, Shem Nadvor. He could hear what one aid says to you today, and he'd hear the other aid tomorrow. But my Kibbutz, what's the machlokes over here? He boy same again, Svori boy same Kuro, he boy same as Svori machlokes in Svora, Masova, Eid Echod, Kios Lashuasi. One aid is only coming to Machai Veshua, one aid is on them by Mammon. A Mammon Loyosi. So therefore you have to have two together. Because if they come separately, the main aidus of an aid echo is only with shua to make you swear, not to make you pay money. That's why they have to come together. V'iduch, what does Rebbe Nosson hold? Oto kiyose b'had yadodi b'chad pumu komas hidi. Even if they come together, that they talk the same time, that they say one after another. I have a chur, the first one here is only for shua. Ella, what do you have to say? Mitzafimu, after we hear both, now Bezni hears from two like, there's chayiv money. Tzorchinam here also. Mitzafimu, even though one came today, one comes tomorrow. After tomorrow, we heard the two. Now Bezni hears from two aidim that you have to pay money. The boy said, if you want to tell your cross, I'm afraid it's in the posik. The posik says, lo yagid v'nosu avoyno. If you do not say this, then you get punished. With the kuliyam, everybody holds, kirabonim. The polar galed of Yishuv HaKocha. At the bottom